Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you've just joined, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your listener-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what is going on in our personal practices.
If you would like to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you think the community would love to hear. If typing out an entire thing is just not your jam, luckily we have something for you. We have a voicemail service. All you have to do is call this number and leave us your story in the voicemail. There is a 3-minute window, and if you run out of time, just give us a call back. We'll put it together. That number is 351-207-0799. And be sure to let us know if we can share your name or if you don't want us to. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit.
Yes. So this week, we're hanging out. Maria was sick last week. My brain has been fucking deep fried. I was actually talking about this in the Discord. I'm so ready for baseball to be done.
Oh my God.
I was talking with some friends of mine that have known me since I was a teenager. And my friend Kaylin goes, I can't believe you're a baseball mom. She's like a T-ball mom. She's like, I could never picture that. And she's right. I wasn't built for this. Like,
I don't know how sports moms do it. Like,
I was not built for this. I'm like fully at a point where I'm like, if my child refuses or doesn't want to do this anymore, I'm like, good. Me either, kid. We're done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I support that. Even dance was too much for us. It's just too much, especially if it's far across town. Hell no. Like 45
Everything
minutes to drive
here
to
is far
dance
across
studio.
Town, as you know.
I know it is for you. It's horrible. No, thank you.
I just don't.
Gas is getting so expensive.
We have 2 weeks left of school. And I'm like, yep, I'm ready. I'm ready for that break. And it doesn't help that we homeschool.
No.
But I just want to, like, sit in my garden. My cucumbers have started sprouting. I'm like, I just want to be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be doing that. Baseball is stupid. I'm sorry. I know that's not very, you know, like, inclusive or whatever, but baseball is stupid. I don't enjoy it. I think it's fucking dumb. I just think it's very dumb. It's not for me.
Have you heard of the Savannah Bananas?
Of course I've heard of the Savannah Bananas. I can get behind that baseball.
That's the only baseball
I can get behind. That baseball. That's silly and fun. They just look like they're having so much fun every time.
They need to do that for kids. Wouldn't that be so fun? Wouldn't that be so fun?
Teaching our kids choreography? Yeah, that's called Dance Girl. They do that. They do that.
No, I've been like doing that and baseball together. Like they're playing a game and it's entertaining. It is fun. You're teaching them, you know, theater, but also sports.
Theater. Come, children, to the theater.
You know, it's a lot better to laugh rather than watch little Timmy pick his nose like in the backfield.
My son's problem is that he like fully is blind to all the other kids that are playing. So like the ball will go on the field and my kid is like running across the entire field. Like he's on first. He's running to like the back of third to get the ball. Like, what are you? That's not for you. We had to have a conversation with him 2 baseball games ago and we were like, hey buddy, this is a team sport. You need to let your team also play.
That's so funny. So
ridiculous.
Cute.
What's your announcement? This bitch tells me 5 seconds before we go live that she has an announcement. One can only assume that she's pregnant and it's with my child. So
no.
Let's listen.
Yeah. As I said, pregnant with
I'm
lunch.
The father.
No, I decided.
It is triplets.
It was actually at the Tamed Wild retreat while reading for other people. Like, people were like, we really, like, we want to hear more about your thoughts on tarot and stuff. And so we were talking about it, and people were very, very encouraging. So I was thinking about either, like, doing a YouTube or, like, a little mini thing, like a mini podcast or something, where I just talk about, like, a single tarot card and, like, talk about the story behind it and come at it from, like, a storyteller's aspect. I thought it would be so much fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah, I've already started writing the script and getting photos together. We'll see.
Look at this girl go.
I know. I'm excited.
That is exciting.
I love tarot.
Oh, speaking of, I need to put up the new tarot challenge today. Don't let me forget when we log off.
Don't worry. We both have mom brains. We'll both forget.
God, nobody gets it until they have kids as well. And then they're like, oh, you're not just a mess. You just are a parent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had two kids. They literally ate parts of my brain.
They took it. And now they're playing sports.
I hate it. I'm sorry. I hate sports. I shouldn't have to live like this. I'm thinking about sending my kids back to the factory just so I don't have to do sports.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That's fair. That's fair.
You have a fucking teenager. Aren't they in theater or some shit?
Not right now. They're
totally theater kids, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
You'd be going to plays.
You think it would get better? Like, your brain will get better? Like, no. Now it's being like, have you did homework? How are your grades? Like, have you cleaned your room? Have you done X, Y, Z? No, I haven't. Like, why haven't we?
Right. Why haven't we? But I feel like that's normal teenager behavior.
It is, but it's very stressful.
Yeah.
Very stressful. Especially when you're like, come on, when are we going to start taking accountability and start doing it, you know?
Without I feel like being I didn't start commanded. Taking accountability for that stuff till I was like 23.
Fair.
And like now I'm on top of my shit. I got a new mop. Okay. And I mopped our whole house. And then I was like, babe, look at the mop water. Look how gross this is. What have we been doing with our mop? And so, like, now that I'm like that, but I did not used to be.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I don't want to be yawning so much. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's sleeping.
It's not you.
Time.
It's me, babe.
You're so
bright. Are you excited for summer?
Oh, yes. Hell yes. I have, like, I don't know. We're going to be very busy this summer. I'm a maid of honor for one of my best friend's weddings. And
okay, learning she has other friends, guys. Jot that down. I'm being betrayed. Continue. No, go on. Tell us more about your other best friends. Let's hear about them. Are they prettier than me? Are they skinnier than me?
No, you're amazing. You're the supreme.
Thank you. I'm like 98 pounds soaking wet. I look 17.
You're
not a gray hair on my head.
Mm-mm. Not a single one.
Why are you laughing when you say that?
Scarlet.
Chat, I think we have to cancel Maria.
But I don't know. I'm very excited. We have a bunch of the stuff surrounding like that. And we're also going to the beach for the Witchling's birthday. And I'm playing like, oh no, it just me and the ocean and like doing little beach rituals are always enjoyable. And I'm very much looking forward to it. And then we're also planning like a trip to Asheville to go be up in the mountains and be in creeks, rivers. Hell yeah. I'm nice. So excited. Yeah.
We're going to do another cross country road trip at the end of the summer.
Oh girl.
I'm really excited. We have rented a van. One of
That's
those like
so much fun.
Two bed camper van things. We've rented it for 3 weeks.
Oh, hell yeah.
We're bringing Grandpa with us. My brother and sister-in-law are having a baby.
Oh, yeah.
So we're back to Indiana.
Yuck.
I'm just kidding. Indiana's fine. But we're going to go to a bunch of states that we've like never been to. We're going to try to go to Point Pleasant and take the eldest to the Mothman Museum because he's obsessed with Mothman.
Oh, Felix would love that.
I know. He's going to love it. We're going to, even though that's like farther than Indiana, we're going to go like to that and then we'll go back home.
Yeah.
We're going to try to like... I don't know, go and do a bunch of stuff, and I'm excited, and I think it's going to be fun, and I don't know, maybe it won't be fun. We're going to bring Grandpa, we're going to leave Marceline here, but Marceline has an automatic feeder, so, like, honestly, if somebody just shows up once a week and, like, tops off her water and makes sure she has food, she doesn't give a fuck about us anyway.
I love Marceline.
That cat don't give a shit. So, if anything, she'll probably be like, oh, finally, some respite
for me.
Yeah. And then we're going to get home and she'll be like, these fucking guys again.
I thought this house was mine.
I thought I got a break. I thought this is my house now. Squatter's rights. So yeah, I'm excited about it. I think it's gonna be fun. And this summer I want to spend the whole time at the beach. We have like a little beach near us called Jones Beach that when we had the retreat at my house, we went to Jones Beach like three times, and I like got the kids one of those like croc pool bag things. Have you seen those? They're like made out of the same material as a croc shoe. And it's got like holes in it, and I just like I got them new towels, new goggles, new summer hats. I'm like, this is our beach bag, guys.
I love that.
Fun. Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I really want to go to the beach a lot this summer. As like,
come literally to my house
as possible.
We'll go to Jones Beach together.
I like being in the water.
We'll ride our bikes down there.
Rider bikes.
Yeah, I got like a Francis has like 100 bikes between it. Betwixt them, we can ride our bikes down there and we'll go swimming. Old Navy right now has one piece bathing suits that have like a short bottom. Okay, the bottom is shorts. I'm not shaving shit this summer. Okay, I'm going blue bush at the local pool. What are you gonna do? You gonna kick me out? He can't see shit, dog.
Ocean Rock Witch. Yeah,
I'm not shaving for nobody.
I'm wearing like a whole cover and like shorts. I'm not
doing
and everything.
That. I'm not doing that
care.
Fucking layered shit. I am doing short.
No. It's for
short.
Being-
short. Fucking bathing suit, full bush at the pool.
Full bush.
Full bush at the local swimming pool. What are you gonna do? I'll tell you what you're not gonna do. You're not gonna have an issue with it because I got shorts on, and you won't know unless you listen to this podcast. Then you know.
Everyone's gonna
actually.
Find
let's
out.
Be honest. It's me. I'm gonna be at the pool, and the whole time I'll be like, "By the way, I'm full bush."
Can you tell?
Full bush under this thing. Can you tell? You probably can't.
It's the confidence. He gives her powers.
Oh my god. Okay, well, I don't really have a lot to talk about today. Do you?
No.
I just feel like we needed a filler episode.
Yeah.
Next week, here's the big thing. Next week, I want to talk about for the pod. I want to talk about gardening magically.
Oh, I love that. I don't know how much I'll be able to contribute, but I will do my best.
She's going to research is what she's going to do, guys.
Bitch doesn't garden.
You don't garden at all?
No. You got to think.
Beth is in our chat saying Bush Girl Summer, and she's right. Okay? I'm calling it 9/11 summer, okay? Because Bush did it.
But no, I just enjoy what nature can grow, like on its own.
Are we still talking about vaginas?
No, now we're talking. We're talking about gardens. You're the one that got distracted.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Girlfriend. What do you want from me? I'm literally a baby girl.
we're both like squirrel.
But I do want to talk about that because I've been mapping out, and we can like adjust the episode to include you as well. God. But I have been mapping out like how to do like my backyard and my actual vegetable garden to be like magically aligned, and I want to yap about it.
Oh, ooh, I'm very excited. I want to say stuff now, but I'll wait till next week.
Great. Good.
I'm very excited for you. I will tell people great ideas, but I won't do them because I kill everything.
No, you don't. You're crazy. I will say, too, that on the 31st, the 31st of this month, for those who are listening, watching, whatever, we're going to have Jess from What's a Weirdo for a live episode.
I love Jess.
So, I mean, I know we're live right now on YouTube, but like an actual proper like hour-long live episode. So that's going to be really fun.
It will be fun. I always love talking to Jess.
Me too. I love her so much. She texted me about a movie that she watched the other night, and I like, you know that thing that moms do where I read the text and I like went to reply and then I got distracted and I forgot to come back. And she sends me this text back. She sends me this fucking text back that's like, okay, like, fuck me then, I guess. This is like the next day. And I was like, I forgot. I'm so sorry. I was like, I got distracted. I love you.
See, I love you. I need people to start calling now. Like text, I'm sick of texting. I call everyone on the phone.
As you know, I call you constantly. Yeah.
Like I've had friends, like we now like call each other and then we clean and like do work as we're doing it. And it's like,
again, the best are you guys noticing that she keeps talking about these other friends that she has? That's crazy. That's crazy. It's fine. I'm not gaining a complex about this or anything. I'm actually like so chill about it. I surround
myself with cools.
It's just really interesting to me that like Maria's decided she has other friends. That's crazy. I'm just kidding. I really don't get a million friends.
Yeah,
that's because I'm very popular, skinny, cool, and fun.
Yeah,
I didn't die in the 18th century.
Some cream energy, some of that full bush energy.
Yeah, that's what you need. You need more full bush energy. I think it's time. You need to grow it out, girl.
How do you know? What do you know?
Oh, I know.
I'm lazy. I literally have an electric.
You are way too like perfect and meticulous about everything. I know that you groom that shit. Okay, and you gotta stop.
No,
it's called How Do I Know? Because I've fucking met you.
Well, you are wrong.
I've got a real sick sense about vaginas, actually. I think you'll find
only Scarlett knows.
I'm gonna text her. Scarlett, what is your wife's pubic hair situation like? She's gonna be like, what the fuck is wrong with her at gate three? She goes 11:30 on a Tuesday. Oh my god. Okay, let's wrap this up. We're getting so sidetracked about vaginas. What's new? Frank's gonna edit this podcast. He's gonna post it without consolidating me first, and the fucking caption is gonna say some shit like, this week we talk about full bush summer. I'm gonna name the episode that, so get ready, guys. Anyway, thank you all so much for joining us this week for Coffee Talk. I know this was a very chill one, but we'll be back next week for a regular episode and a normal long one. On the 31st of May, you can join us for like an hour long live episode to chat with Jessica of the What's Up Weirdo podcast. You can check out our website for the links to our submission forms or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com to tell us any ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think the community would love to hear.
And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles and special episodes and have a Spell of the Month box and a Discord. An amazing Discord. So, and our full bushes.
I'm just kidding, by the way. We don't share our full bushes. This is not OnlyFans. There's a lot of other creators out here that exist for that. That is not us. we will be discussing Maria's bush situation in detail along with her feet. Guys, chat, do we want to see Maria's feet? I don't know. Let's discuss on Discord.
You already shared it to Discord. Everyone knows.
Bye.
Bye.